Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, Liverpool versus Atalanta in the Champions League. Coming up on Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, I'm Paul Machin, Chris Pajak and Ross Chandley join me in the studio for this one. We're in a very interesting situation here, Ross. We know that one win boxes the group, but we also know that we've got Brighton at 12:30 on Saturday, and Jürgen Klopp made a very vociferous shout about how that puts Liverpool in a rather precarious position with regards to player fitness and build-up and what have you. 3 points would be great. Atalanta will be a tough game. There will be an opportunity for us actually probably to play a good brand of footy, as we saw, you know, in the away game. We smashed them 5-0 last time out. We probably need to have 11 fit players is probably a good starting point for all of this.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. two weeks ago, I'd have said, you know, go all out, get the 3 points, get that done. You know, your remaining two games in the group are pretty much done. You can concentrate on Premier League football. But because of the situation we find ourselves in, I would like to make changes, but I also don't know if we can make changes, which is also part of the problem because things are so tight in the Premier League. I think my concentration has shifted towards that. Even if we feel, let's just call it what it is, a weakened side in this game, our chances of going through are still pretty high because of the way that we've set ourselves up. This game's at home. I think we've got one more at home and then Midtjylland away, I think it is, isn't it? So, you know, 2 weeks can be a huge difference in terms of personnel that Liverpool have got. So as much as you say rotate players for this game, you find yourself playing Ajax or Midtjylland, which you don't really want to do, but you could have a Trent, Hendo, Thiago, you know, in a couple weeks' time, having those bodies back, you know, at your disposal. I'm just beating around the bush. I don't know what the answer is for.
We're going to try and work a squad out again as it goes. But, you know,
towards rotations, think of what I was trying to get at there.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, definitely. But back end of the show, I'll look at the names specifically to this because, you know, we're in a slightly fortuitous situation. It's not fortuitous because we've earned the right to be in this situation. But given the current situation and given the amount of injuries, we are lucky that we've got 9 points on the board that will allow us a little bit of breathing room. But you start to play silly beggars with that. Football can be a slippery slope. It's all well and good us saying, "Oh well, you know, we can it's all right because we're fine." But
you don't want to be going into the sixth game,
no,
do you?
And you open up that possibility. There's not two choices. There's a many other choices. But let's make it a bit black and white. Let's make it binary here. You could say, actually, you know what? Because we're comfortable, we will rotate heavy for this game to give us a better chance for Brighton. But you then run the risk of what if you then don't get a result in the next game, and then you're right, you end up in sick. You've stretched out, you've made more competitive games for yourself. But if you go big in this game, you run the risk of damaging your prospects of picking up 3 points at the weekend.
Yeah, for me, I spoke about this on the final word a touch. I just think with the state our squad is in right now, I'd be shocked if he didn't rotate as much as he can rotate. That's not a lot, yeah, by the way, because there's not many options out there. But I do think that, you know, right now we're threadbare and we need to limit that as much as we can to get some players back. I mean, hopefully Mo Salah will be available, which means we could rest a Mane, a Firmino, a Jota, something like that, at least in this game. So I think, you know, Origi might get a start, Minamino might get a start. Maybe that's how we get our rest and rotation in the front players, and we just have to say to the other lads, you've got to do it. Obviously, we know Nat Phillips can't start in this game. But I think, for me, the sensible thing is to look after the Premier League right now, because, look, at the end of the day, you could put all this work into the Championship. You could still get knocked out in the round of 16. We know we've got 38 games all told in the Premier League to contend with. So we've got to manage our squad to be able to complete 38 games in the Premier League. And if we go far and go deep in the Champions League this season, bonus. But it's the bread and butter is the Premier League this season. That's what we're going to be judged on at the end of the year, whether we retain the title or not.
Yeah, yeah, 100% on that. And it's, yeah, I mean, the point is right, though, isn't it, Ross? We're saying this, Saturday going, yeah, rotate. But you've got to have the players to be able to rotate. There's still going to be a number of players who are going to have to play a lot of football. There's no getting away from that. And I mean, I guess we have to make our peace with it and what have you. But we are, you know, lucky that we're able to in a wider sense. But we don't necessarily have the bodies to be able to do mass rotation in the side.
No. I don't. But I think when you say rotation, I think you normally think three or four players tops, maybe. But I think because of the circumstances that we're in, you know, you want that a lot more, because you know you're asking players, you know, particularly if you think about a Fabinho, Joel Matip to play possibly three times in 1 week. Now, just mentioning Joel Matip, that's dangerous in itself. You know, he might not even be fit for fucking Wednesday at time recording. He is fit. It might be a case of either adopting a change of formation or just shoehorning players in. But, you know, there's so many question marks. We know certain players are out, but, you know, you never mentioned Shaqiri in that list.
Yeah.
Where's he up to?
Injured.
Is he?
Yeah, Klopp said it.
Yeah, but he was a fitness issue last night, but can he play on Wednesday?
Yeah.
You know, what's the difference there? Jordan Henderson's another question mark, but he's been injured. Can you throw him into this game? You know, you mentioned there a risk of throwing people into games and injuring them. Furthermore, I think it comes down to squad management at this point rather than competition management. You know, as I said before, if it had been a normal situation, fucking go all out, get 3 points, get it done with. You can't have that attitude.
We're
now
in a situation now where we're more and more, and we do this generally, we rely on a number of players, Chris. The fittest players play the most games, and they happen to be oftentimes our best players as well. So like Salah, Firmino, Mane, Robertson, Trent,
Wijnaldum.
So they're the lads who tend to play, and obviously Van Dijk would have won one of those. But again, because of the current climate, you just open yourself up to these things. There's lads who need to be protected because they haven't got the ability to do that. But also, it means that the burden falls more heavily upon those. But if those start to crumble, we're in a world of an absolute world of shit if you start to lose a couple more of those players.
Absolutely. I mean, for me, look, the goalkeeper stats. There's no question mark over the goalkeeper. But then I think Nico did well enough that he could be in contention for a start. I think if, you know, right now we've got three recognised senior squad midfielders fit, and that's Milner, Wijnaldum and Kurt Jones. If Nico's not starting and Milner's starting right back, I'm only playing a two-man midfield. Mm-hmm. There's no other way you can do it. I mean, you can play Taki in a 10 or Firmino in a 10, something like that, but that's not a midfield spot for me. That, you know, that's more of the forwards. So then you're playing Wijnaldum and Kurt Jones as a two. Doesn't sound great either, but you know, we played really well against Atalanta last time out. The start 11, we had Reece Williams in there, we had Kurt Jones in the middle of the park, we had Jota up front and no Bobby Firmino. So, you know, we've proved that we can beat them with a side that's not our first team already. And you know, we handed them a loss last time.
Well, it's funny because, yeah, you're right. You know, we clearly can rotate, but you looked on the balance of things. On paper, I think we would put the stronger side out for this game naturally, because Atalanta are probably a better team than Brighton. I think Brighton are I think they're better than they get credit for. I actually saw them starting to get a little bit of that credit this weekend, but the balance has shifted a little bit more towards this one. And yeah, the issue you've got is that you're going to have to rotate regardless. You're not going to put a full strength team out against Brighton. That's not going to be what we know to be Liverpool's full strength team, regardless of this, because there's going to be a number of players again who have to play 90 minutes in this game, who probably aren't going to be capable of playing 90 minutes come the weekend anyway. But you're right, for me anyway, I think we go and there's too much pressure on the Premier League for us to not take that more seriously. It's a fucking mental situation to be in that we're about to protect. We're talking about putting a weakened side out in a Champions League game, which would guarantee us qualification.
Man. But that's actually one positive to take from this. The pressure's on Atalanta to get a result here. You know, a draw for Liverpool isn't a bad result because I think we're more or less qualified anyway. There's a competition for a second spot between Ajax and Atalanta. Atalanta will have to come out at some point and give everything that they've got into this game. Yeah. Liverpool can afford to change how they set up into, you know, personnel, obviously, but you know, we can afford to go a bit more defensive and a bit more robust if we have to. We don't have to go, you know, like the performance we put in last night, go all out and go on attack, and we don't have to win this game,
yeah.
which is mad to say. I don't think Liverpool have that mentality. I think they'll go out wanting to win it, but I don't, you know, I'd happily, with all the changes that we have to make, I still think a draw would be a good result.
A draw is a really good result because Atalanta and Ajax still have to play each other.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So that would put, if Ajax beat Midtjylland, they'll go to 7 points. A draw with us would put Atalanta on 5. You'd hope then that Atalanta beat Ajax to put them on 8 and Dingy on 7 while we beat Midtjylland. Or I know the games don't quite work out like that, but you know, it's something where a draw, I think, is a really good result here. And it's just whether, you know, you put 3 lads up front and they could be the same 3 lads that started at the weekend, or maybe Mo Salah comes in there. We're going to play expansive football. You put those 3 players on the pitch, they don't know how to play any other way.
Yeah.
But you can still be smart with your usage of energy and how you throw yourself into a game.
The 5 subs thing is beneficial.
Maybe.
In this regard.
If we've got players.
Yeah. Well, it gives you, true enough. But this is the thing, you know, the rotation thing, it just gives you a little bit more of a safety net. One of the things Klopp mentioned after the Leicester game is that, like, you can't, with 3 subs at the moment, he said one of the reasons why we're not making the 3 subs is because of people like Keita getting injured. People can drop, can't they, in the middle of a game, and you open yourself up to a possibility of finishing the game with 10 men, because if you need to keep subs in reserve. Now, I know with 5 subs, you can still only do them in 3 sittings, as it were, but it does give you a little bit more option to...
You could go into the game saying, well, I'm going to make 2 changes on 45. You know, and that gives you the freedom to be able to do that, doesn't it? And you've still got 3 subs through the second half if anything mad happens.
Yeah.
So it clearly does help them, obviously.
And we're fortunate in that regard. At the moment, anyway, having the bodies in the forward positions, because even if we were to... I mean, look, we just lost Salah for a game there and we were able to bring Jota in, and we still then had Origi and Minamino on the bench. In fact, we lost Salah and Shaq for the game and we still had 2 really good bench options there. So we do have the ability to... We could still start Salah, Firmino, Mane, or Jota in them, and still actually bring on good lads off the bench to rotate. That you could play them for 60 minutes, and you've actually rotated there, haven't you, without damaging what we're doing, which is definitely a fortune.
Is there an option? Sorry, is there an option for playing the front 3 or 3 of the 4, and just pulling 3 of them at half time, going, get the game done in 45 for us, lads, and, you know, make sure that you're all right for Brighton.
It's basically what we did against Ajax, isn't it? You know, that's, I wouldn't shock me if we did something similar.
I think midfield's an interesting one because I think you can, you know, depending on what's going on with Henderson, Thiago, you can mark that 45 minutes and go, you just get 45 minutes before Brighton on Saturday.
Thiago's not playing, though. I mean, Klopp said after the game yesterday that he's not back in training yet with the team. So he said the first time he'll get back in training with the team is Monday. He's not played since the Everton game. He pretty much ruled him out in his post-match interview. Then.
Yeah.
He said, you keep asking me when he's coming back. I go in and every day they go, he's not available. They don't go in and go, he's 3 days away. They just say, he's not available. So he doesn't know. And he literally said this, I don't know when he's back.
Yeah.
I know he's getting closer.
It's not important to Klopp to know when he's back. You know, as in like when, how far down the line it would be. Because he manages for the day. He manages for that week. That's his tactics, you know, almost. So you're right, I mean, that's the one thing. We've just got to... It's a 2-step forward. At the moment, it's 1 step forward, 2 steps back in terms of injuries because they're just mounting up at the moment. All we really need is to start getting into, like, a positive net injury situation where if we lose 1, we get 2 back. Would be great, you know, and that's what we've got to manage our way into. And again, that's why it's so...
We need to get the eye rate down below 1.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 100%. That's what we need to do. Right, well, how we do that, we'll talk about after the break. Little trivia question to tide you over while we throw an advert for you guys. Who did Liverpool beat 3-0 in game week 4 of the Champions League in 17-18, and who scored the goals? We'll be back in a second. The second Redmen TV book, Champions of Everything, is available for sale right now. It comes in two editions, the standard edition and the special edition, which comes signed with a custom message of your choice and with a limited edition Redmen TV sticker pack as well. The book is huge. It is A4 size and it is chock full of insight. Photographs from around the world following the mighty Reds, who were reigning European champions, who won the Super Cup, who became champions of the world, and then capped it all off with a 19th league title, becoming champions of England. The book looks at the highs, lows, absolute insanity and bitterness of rival fans, and some of the craziness from our own fan base as well along the way. It is available now on the Redmen TV store. Get involved. Welcome back to the show. Yes, the Champions of Everything book is there. We've got, I mean, by the time a lot of you are watching this, the special edition will be sold out. If you're watching it live, then get involved right now. Get it sorted. If you want a book as well internationally, then make sure you get it sorted by Tuesday, the last guaranteed day of posting for international people outside of the UK. For us, that is Tuesday the 24th. So yeah, don't sleep on it. Get it sorted. And that goes for everything on our merch store at the moment as well. We'll give you a little closer look at these wonderful Christmas jumpers and T-shirts at the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. You check to see if you're wearing something there.
Kiss anything.
For clothes on, that's something. That's a good baseline. So I asked before the break, who did Liverpool play in game week 4 of the 17-18 Champions League campaign? The answer was Chris Pajak.
Maribor.
We beat them.
3-0.
3-0. And who scored the three goals? If you had to have a safe
Salah.
Bet. Salah. Yeah, Salah got one.
Mane.
No. Daniel what? Sturridge.
Oh. Go ahead.
Emre Can.
Go ahead.
There you go. Yeah, tricky. Yeah, if you got them, you're an absolute genius. Give yourself a like on this video. Right, let's Mo Salah, a bit of positive news because we've been very, you know, swimming in negativity so far. Negativity and fear.
Positive.
Thankfully, they
news.
Get a negative.
Yeah, yeah, speaking of negatives, yeah, he apparently retained the negative test on Sunday. He'll have been tested.
Take it away. Do us a favour, mate. Just... It's a negative test. He returned it. I like that. It's cycling all over.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, he'll have another couple of tests before. So, you know, by all accounts, he should be back in training now, today, which is beneficial. We've talked about we're not lacking in depth in the attacking positions, but that at the moment, that's what's going to be getting us through. Is having as much depth available, having our best goal scoring players on the pitch. And look, yeah, Salah will be again similarly chomping at the bit to get back for this one. Having a couple of extra days off won't have done him any harm either.
No, I think it's more important to get the other lads to rest that played yesterday, and I think, you know, you can afford to swap them in. If it was Salah, I think I'd just be tempted just to cough under the defenders. Just go, I'm still not feeling well, you know, lads. And then they won't mark him, be fine. Sorry, let's just cough on you then. He's had a nice long rest. He did well against, you know, for Egypt in international breaks, but, you know, put his feet up, enjoyed his brother's wedding. Now it's time to get back to fucking work. So,
yeah. Great. You've had your party. Did you see Klopp's press conference about that when he was asked about the wedding stuff?
I read it. I didn't actually see it. So,
yeah, he was not happy. Yeah, he was not happy.
He was saying that he someone moved their party or something, and then it didn't go anyway.
He was going back for a birthday party, and they moved the party for him. And then when he realised that what it was going to be like and how many people were there, he decided to swerve it. I mean, talk about, like, speaking, telling someone off anecdotally was a very interesting response to that one.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I mean, look, again, we did the Salah chat on the podcast, I think was it last week, so if you want to go back and check that out, by all means do, but it's just good to have him back, very much so indeed. The big talking point, and we kind of touched upon it, Chris, there's going to have to be rotation. And then we talked about how the side was selected for Leicester, to make sure that we had as much coverage of good players on the pitch. We put a team of senior players out there, you know, and it's players who understood the system. We're not going to have that luxury, I think, as much now in the coming weeks. Obviously, we don't know about Jordan Henderson's fitness. You know, we're speculating now that it's very unlikely Thiago will be involved. There's a couple of other question marks here and there. But the one for me is, you mentioned it, Nico Williams needs a game. He needs to get back to playing footy for us, because we're going to need him. Kostas Tsimikas needs to play footy. Andy Robertson, if Andy Robertson had gone down with a muscle injury in that Leicester game, there's not one person amongst us who would have been surprised.
No, yeah, you're right.
It's going to happen. So Tsimikas is going to have to play footy for us. A, to get up to speed, but B, just to give Robertson a bit of a break.
Well, that's it. And he was on the bench at the weekend, which is a massive positive for us. So I think he starts. I think he has to. I don't think that... Yes, look, he's not fully integrated into the side. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he won't have played with the rest of the back four and all that, but he's a left-back. Just go and be a functional left-back in one game for us. In a game that we don't have to push on, but his natural game is to get forward and whip those balls in anyway.
Yeah.
So I think he'll be fine. You know, Mane will make it easier for him. The midfielders will make it easier for him. He'll have Matip hopefully next to him, talking him through the game and stuff. I'd rather drop him in than anyone else out the cold, because of the position that he plays and the way that he naturally plays that position.
And he's a senior footballer.
Yeah, exactly.
As well.
24.
Yeah, and the problem is, though, of course, is that that's fine in isolation. But it's the knock-on effect. So, fine. And you kind of said it there, so I think it sets up quite nicely. Matip's there to support him. Or is it Fabinho there to support him? Fine. But yeah, those lads need protecting. Fabinho's just come back from injury. Matip is Joel Matip.
The safest place for Matip's the footy pitch. He never seems to get injured on the pitch.
Yeah, yeah.
It's everywhere else.
He broke his collarbone in the Champions League.
Well, listen, he's fallen down a grid 3 times in the last year. You know what I mean?
I'd rest Matip 100% for this game. That's not because I want to. I don't think he's good enough, whatever, but because of what you're getting at there. It's more important that he's there on Saturday for me. You know, and beyond that, you know, I think you can afford to use Fabinho in that role. But also, you know, Joe Matip's your only senior actual centre-half that we've got at the club. Like, why would you go and risk that further for, you know, what, potentially 2, 3, 4 weeks longer that he might be out there? And it's about getting to December. New Year, and you can bring someone else in, which I think Liverpool probably will do. Just getting to that and keeping him as fit as you can. The risk with that is, like, if you put Reece Williams in there, where you're playing Nico Williams, Fabinho, Reece Williams, and Tsimikas at the back.
Well, this is
you fucking might have to.
Yeah. Well,
is Reece fit?
We don't know. I think he's I suspect he'll be okay, but again, if he's not, what the fuck? It's probably then.
Did he get a hip injury, didn't he, in international duty?
Yeah. But all the talk around it was that it was like
precaution.
Precautionary, not serious. But again, no one knows it. No one knows this. But this is the kind of point, is that we're going to have to start one of Fabinho or Matip. I think that's likely. I can't imagine that. So let's say we're starting Tsimikas. So you've got a guy who's effectively, you know, he's not his first game, but it's effectively his first game for us. You then, let's say Fabinho, stays in because he's the most robust of him and Matip. And we said it clear, Matip can't play two games a week, and Klopp said it after the derby. That might be wrong, but we'll see. Then right back. Well, if we're short in midfield, Milner's probably going to have to go in midfield. But Milner, who's had loads of rest, is also 34 years old. So we do still have to be careful with James Milner because we can't run him into the
ground. You're going to need him at right back probably against Brighton.
Yeah, exactly. So you're playing Nico Williams at right back. So there's already... And then, so yeah, who's your defensive partner? Let's say Rhys Williams is fit, sound. I mean, your back four is now Costa, Tsimikas, Fabinho, Rhys Williams and Nico Williams.
I think Matip and Fabinho have to start.
But then...
But who you played at centre-back on Saturday?
Mate, you could keep saying this, but we're going to have this all year.
Yeah.
Joe Gomez and Van Dijk aren't coming back soon. Yeah. We've got to just persevere. Because the thing, I judged before, like, but Matip could pick up an injury at any time, so fucking use him in the games he's available for.
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think his injuries are related to playing 10 games on the bounce.
Yeah.
He's just one of those guys that just gets injured. He can play one game and get injured. He can play five games and get injured. Yeah.
But there's importance on Saturday's game over this one, which is why I think I'm saying give him a rest.
All I'm saying is he could get injured in training midweek. Use him when he's fit because you don't know. Because if he does get injured, let's say, and it's, you know, he gets injured in training, then you've just pushed another lad through a game and then he's got to go again and then he's probably going to have to go again. You've just kind of got to use him when he's there.
Yeah, I mean, I think the notion's sound. I can't see a world where Matip plays three games in 7 days. I just can't see that being a thing, given that, again, Klopp never ever talks about players' fitness. But like the derby just said, Matip doesn't do it.
The other thing that relates to this is the fact that Nat Phillips isn't available for this because he's not in the squad.
Yeah.
Like that for me, like, you know, Matip might play the midweek, and Phillips, if he can't play that third game in 7 days, could come in. And again, we don't know really right now on Rhys Williams, so there's question marks, isn't there? But if there's only two centre backs fit, which at the weekend, you know, there was Phillips, but he can't play, and the two lads, Fabinho and Matip, then you haven't really got a choice. It's just Fabinho and Matip.
Yeah. And they'll do everything in their power to keep Matip wrapped up because we need him.
Mate, he's our only king at the moment. He ain't training, surely.
No, surely not. Like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But this is the thing. We saw this before the break where he doesn't play in the middle. He's not played. We didn't give him a minute to warm into the Man City game. We just went, right, you're back for Man City. Don't run the risk of damaging for that, which is why it leads me to believe that he'll play one or the other. But it could, you know, it could just be this game. We could just decide to get it out of the way. But it is that tricky balancing act because we're trying to get lads up to speed because we'll need them. But we also need to protect lads who would, you just, in normal circumstances, you just play. You should just be able to play Fabinho and Matip. Don't need to really rotate your centre-halves. They don't do loads of running. But we'll
Atlanta.
Maybe. You know, that's a possibility. But I mean, even so, what I mean is, comparatively, for centre-halves, don't do as much running as midfielders do, or full-backs do, or whatever is kind of what I'm driving at. But then again, you've got, it's just shuffling pieces around, and every time you push something into one position, it leaves you bare in the other position, so you're shuffling
and genuinely, look, this might not come to fruition, but if Henderson and Thiago are fit at some point in the next week, week and a half, 2 weeks, it wouldn't surprise me if Hendo becomes that third sort of rotational guy in these types of games for the centre-half position and Thiago slots into the middle.
Yeah.
Because you can kind of see it at the moment with the forwards. Yes, we've got loads of options, but also you need to win games. Whereas I think if you've got Henderson and Thiago fit, you might just be able to free it up a little bit more, take that pressure, just ease that pressure a little bit by playing Endo in a game here and there.
I think the encouraging thing on the centre-back stuff is, by all accounts, Rhys Williams was behind the pecking order, probably behind Kometio, who's back in training. Now, we don't know whether he's going to be considered because we've not seen him considered. So he's not an option until he's an option. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we also know that Klopp has played Rhys Williams because he's a centre-half and he's available.
He's played him away at these.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. You know, he played Ajax away. You know, he's if Kometio might be the option in here, you know, if Rhys Williams isn't fully fit, I don't think he would be afraid to put another young centre-half into the situation.
Oh, yeah. If Rhys Williams is fit, by the way, I agree with Ross. I go with Rhys Williams plus one.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's fit.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. So yeah, I think it will be likely Fabinho because of just, again, you've not really got, if it's what I think is one of the two. I think it's him or Matip, and I think you will go with the lad who's tends to be less injured than Fabinho, and then it's two of the no, I know, but that again, we can do it. This is a problem. We're gonna have to get to this. We're gonna have to get used to this, aren't we? Is that we can't caveat every possible player in every possible situation because you're right. Your point's spot on, Chris. They're just as likely to go. I mean, look at Gomez. Gomez doesn't get injured playing for England. He gets injured in an innocuous off the ball situation in training. He could have done that for us. That's just the mad world that mad world we're in now. And then it's obviously what you do further down the pitch and who's available. We've got 12 subs available to us in this game. You know, we finally managed to fill the bench against Atalanta last time out, and we finally used our full allotted amount of subs. I wonder whether they take another goalie just for a laugh.
We've done that.
Yeah, we've had two goalies on the bench. What I mean is three goalies on the bench just because.
Why not?
Yeah, take a seat.
Have to make some more cards for starting 11.
No, but 100%.
We've got spares there.
We're definitely going to
get drawing, Chris.
And the only other random one, and I don't think we'll start him, but we saw Leighton Clarkson on the bench. We've seen Jay Kane on the bench recently as well for stuff. I wonder whether there's something to this game because of the nature of the free. If not this game, it wouldn't shock me if Midtjylland, we saw one or two of those lads getting a game off the bench or something, depending on what we look like, because we might, who knows? We might have a load of players back by then, but I don't think we will. There might be something, Chris, to just giving someone like Clarkson, because he's one more injury away from actually starting a game at this point now. Probably useful to have him play some senior minutes before it's necessary for him to play senior minutes.
It's true. Get him off the bench, mate. Get him off the bench. Get it wrapped up by 45 and just make your five subs. Yeah. Just do what you need to do. Right now, it's a war of attrition, you know, for Liverpool Football Club, and we've just got to grind out results, however we can grind out those results. And you know, again, I agree with Ross. I think the Premier League right now is probably more important. But yeah, in a week's time, if you don't pick up an injury, you might look like, oh, fucking hell, I should have really won that game against them, because now I have got two guaranteed games where I can have a little bit of a rest and rotate these players.
Yeah,
that's the question. Klopp always seems to look. He always rotates in the Champions League group stages, mm-hmm. and he's already proved that this season. It's just what he wants to do. How threadbare does he think his squad is right now? Does he need to protect the lads right now so that he can go again in a couple of weeks' time, or does he think let's just get through this week and see?
No, it's an interesting one. It'll be very interesting to see what we do. Let us know your thoughts. What the hell do Liverpool do?
He could quite conceivably rest against Dees and Brighton.
I wouldn't
be surprised if he did that either.
Yeah, exactly. He might have to. You know, there might be no choice. I mean, this is a point about all this, is that it might require something like that. Liverpool are gonna.
He spoke about giving Brighton 3 points in his post-match interview.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? He's literally, like, that's how up to there he is.
Yeah. No, it's true, isn't it? I mean, this is the thing. It might require something drastic to happen. I don't think we'll engineer it on purpose, of course. Like, but, you know, it falls on deaf ears when Liverpool are still winning, because all the talk, the narrative out the back of Leicester is how good are Liverpool? And rightly so, because Liverpool are amazing. How we're able to beat a rival that comprehensively with that thinner squad, with that many world stars missing from the team, that's the issue. I was thinking about this. It kind of reminds me a bit of the £77 ticket protests that we kind of needed Liverpool to be worse when fans walked out on that for it to actually carry a bit of gravitas. But that's the pressure Klopp's talking about, is that everyone's got to go out there and run themselves into the ground constantly, because there's expectation on getting 3 points and people expecting Liverpool to be good. The good thing is, just to put this, because I realise we're in danger of falling into a dark pit of despair here for no reason. Things are going really well so far. I'm confident, because of the way we handle Atalanta away, Chris, no matter what we do, no matter what team we put out, and again, given the attacking options we've got available to us, it's going to be a fun game regardless, and we should be able to have, you know, I don't think we're going to beat them 5-0 again, but you know, we'll see how it goes. We should be able to put, the team we're going to put out is still going to be a fucking good team regardless of what we've got available.
I mean, look, if it was best case scenario and everyone was fit, I'd still be looking at Jota centre forward, because tell me you can stop him before I change it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's it. And they'll be going, like, if Jota's on the pitch, they'll be shitting themselves. He tore them a new one. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? That hat-trick against them away from home, Champions League, mate, stick them up front again and watch the centre-halves. Watch the despair on the faces when they see Jota up front.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think there's cause I'd love to do that, but I think you've got to protect players at the same time as well, coming back off international duty, playing last night and then going forward. At some point, you're going to have to use Minamino and Origi in this game, and whether that involves Jota. But I think, because Salah's been off, I think he's a dead cert for this game. If Origi and Minamino don't start this game for me, or play a significant role, when do they play? Because now's the opportunity. We've got two players there that are fresh, that are going to have energy, in the legs, and you're not risking running other people into the ground.
Yeah,
it's just, I tell you what, I'm glad we're at home again.
Yeah.
You know, home game, away at Brighton. Yeah, all right, 12:30 and all that, but could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, absolutely, completely. Yes, right, score predictions, Chris?
I think they put in a good performance, Atalanta, and it's a much closer game. 1-0, Liverpool.
Cool. 2-1 to Liverpool. I think I agree with that. I don't think we're going to run away with this, but equally...
Wouldn't surprise me.
No, you know what? Fuck it. 4-0 Liverpool. Why not?
You pick two again?
No, I'm sure 4-0. Every time. Or, if it's a tight game, why not? Whatever. I agree, actually. I think it will. I just don't think Liverpool will go into this game with as much reckless abandon. I mean, the thing that's worth noting, again, and going back to the depth in the attacking positions, is that if we've got players fresh, that is the key to it, in a lot of ways. And this, if we can blitzkrieg them at the start with where all our super talented players are, then we earn the right to decide how the game goes from there. So yeah, the first half an hour is going to be massive to how this game goes.
Front three predictions.
Good luck with the starting 11 prediction, is all I'll say.
Yeah, it's been a bit like that all season, hasn't it? Yep. No, I'm going to go random. Today, I'm going to say Salah in the 9, Origi on the left, Minamino on the right.
Yeah, same. That's just...
Wow.
Any normal scenario, Mane, Firmino, Salah. Mane might come out, I think, for this. So I think it would be Jota, Firmino, Salah. But not necessarily, not for 90 minutes. There'll be all of them. I don't think any of them will finish the game. Yeah. Let us know in the comments. Yes, thank you. If you haven't dropped a like on this video, if you're watching live on YouTube, do it right now. It all helps. And if you want to go and, I say, pick up the Champions of Everything book, you can do. We've got an amazing documentary about the rise and fall of Brendan Rodgers' Liverpool, with a wonderful guest contributions from the likes of Jamie Carragher, Lucas Leiva, Jose Enrique, people who were actually involved in the scene at the time, and Mel Reddy and James Pearce, and myself as well, because making the bodies up. But that is available on the redmentv.com now as part of our wonderful offering that we have for you guys each and every week, not just analysing games, talking about the news, but also we've got a whole host of Liverpool-related documentary content out there, which is absolutely phenomenal. So much bang for your buck over on the website. And, of course, don't forget that Redmen merch for Christmas is available now. As mentioned, the international shipping deadline for guaranteed Christmas delivery is Tuesday. So if you want a sweatshirt or a T-shirt or a mug or a book or any of those things, and you're outside the UK, get your orders in right now. But, yeah, we've got some festive-themed merch. Here's a little look to wrap up the show. And, Chris, back with the starting 11 prediction show on the YouTube channel later in the week.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.